Well, let's take a look at high school sports last night. We'll start with high school wrestling in a double duel at Lewis Central last night. Atlantic Cam picked up two victories as Atlantic Cam downed Lewis Central 34-31, and it was Atlantic Cam over Kemper Catholic 54-24. For Atlantic Cam, they had a bunch of double winners last night. Those that picked up wins in both halves of that double duel. Abram Moore at 113 pounds, also Steele McLaren at 120, Cole Hansen at 126, Chase McLaren at 132, Connor Pellet at 152, Devin McKay at 195, and also at 285, John McConkie. A couple of victories last night for Atlantic Cam. Also in the other part of that double duel, Lewis Central defeated Kemper Catholic 54-27. In a double duel at Harlan last night, it was Harlan picking up a couple of victories, 52-24 over Shenandoah and 48-17 over Clarinda. Shenandoah also down Clarinda, 35-27. Also at Denison last night, Red Oak a couple of wins. They beat Denison 48-31 and Red Oak 70-0 over St. Albert. Also, it was Denison beating St. Albert 66-18. Also last night in high school wrestling action, it was Mount Air over East Union 36-30. East Union beat Nottoway Valley 39-18, and Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 33-27. At Southwest Valley last night, it was Southwest Valley defeating Pleasantville 42-31, I-35 over Southwest Valley 63-16. Also at Colfax Mingo last night, Coon Rapids Bayard was one up and one down as Coon Rapids Bayard defeated Baxter 54-9, and it was Colfax Mingo downing the Crusaders 60-22 in high school wrestling last night. Some high school basketball play last night, girls action from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was St. Albert falling to Abraham Lincoln 55-48. Also from the Rolling Valley Conference, Westwood beats Arweva 80-59. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Murray over Lenox 41-20. And also last night, Earlham defeated ACGC 62-28 in girls' hoops. In boys' basketball last night, in Rolling Valley action, it was Arweva over Westwood 60-52. Murray and Pride of Iowa play beat Lenox 59-51. And also last night, it was Earlham topping ACGC 74-40 in boys' basketball play. Well, Baylor was the lone top 25 men's basketball team in action Thursday, and the 21st-ranked Bears throttled Texas Southern 99-68 to keep the Tigers winless this season. Manu LeCompte scored 22 points after missing a game with a left thumb injury. Also, Nuni Omot scored 22 in Baylor's 46th consecutive non-conference home victory. In men's college basketball news, former Washington star and current Cleveland Cavaliers guard Isaiah Thomas will have his jersey number 2 retired by the school when the Huskies host Utah on February 15th. Thomas helped the Huskies win either a regular season title or a conference tournament title in each of his 3 seasons at Washington. He joins Brandon Roy and Bob Hobrigs as the only players to have their numbers retired by the school. Charlotte has fired men's basketball coach Mark Price and replaced him with assistant Houston Fancher on an interim basis. Price was 30-42 in 2+ seasons with the 49ers. In college football news, Scott Frost won the Eddie Robinson Award as the National Football Coach of the Year after guiding Central Florida to a perfect regular season. The Knights went 12-0 in his second season there, winning the American Athletic Conference Championship and a Peach Bowl bid before Frost announced that he would return to Nebraska to become head coach at his alma mater. Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley, Georgia's Kirby Smart, and Dabo Swinney of Clemson were among the 8 finalists after guiding their teams to CFP semifinal berths. The other finalists were Bill Clark of UAB, Florida Atlantic's Lane Kiffin, Army's Jeff Munkin, and Jeff Tedford at Fresno State. Also in college football news, a misdemeanor marijuana possession charge against Georgia starting inside linebacker Natrez Patrick has been dismissed, apparently clearing the way for him to play in the Rose Bowl semifinal game. The Athens Banner-Herald reported that the charge was dropped Thursday morning, according to a Barrow County probate court official. The newspaper also reported that backup receiver Jason Stanley negotiated an agreement to plead guilty to possession of marijuana of less than an ounce and speeding. A DUI drug charge also was dropped. An Oklahoma prosecutor says Sooners running back Rodney Anderson will not be charged after a woman accused him of sexual assault. That accusation stems from a petition for a protective order in which the woman says Anderson assaulted her in her apartment and that she fears for her safety. Injured West Virginia quarterback Will Grier says he'll return for his senior season in 2018. Grier threw for 3,490 yards and 34 touchdowns this year. Three-time Grammy winners Zach Brown Band will perform the national anthem before the College Football National Championship game. That's set to be played in Atlanta on January 8th. Well, the Denver Broncos have now won two straight. Since an eight-game losing streak, Brock Osweiler threw for two touchdowns and ran for another as the Broncos turned a 10-0 deficit into a 25-13 win over the Colts in Indianapolis. Osweiler was 12 of 17 with 194 yards after replacing Trevor Siemian, who suffered a left shoulder injury in the first quarter. Osweiler took the Broncos on three second-half scoring drives, including a go-ahead 22-yard touchdown pass to Cody Latimer with 4:16 left in the third quarter. C.J. Anderson ran 30 times for a season-high 158 yards for the 5-9 Broncos. The Colts are now 3-11 and losers of six straight. That's their longest skid under coach Chuck Pagano. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have traded outfielder Stephen Piscotty to the Oakland Athletics for infield prospects Yero Munoz and Max Schrock. Piscotty missed parts of the 2017 season due to hamstring and groin injuries before he finished the year with a .235 average, 9 homers, and 39 RBIs in 107 games. Now, that deal allows Piscotty to be near his family's home in Pleasanton, California. His mother is battling Lou Gehrig's disease. Reliever Luke Gregerson and the St. Louis Cardinals have finalized an $11 million two-year contract. The 33-year-old right-hander will have salaries of $5 million in each of the next two seasons, and St. Louis has a $5 million option for 2020 with a $1 million buyout. The Astros have finalized their two-year $15 million deal with right-hander Joe Smith, who was 3-0 with one save and 71 strikeouts over 54 innings for the Blue Jays and the Indians this past season. Houston also picked up outfielder Anthony Gose in the Rule 5 draft. A person familiar with the negotiation says reliever Fernando Rodney has agreed to a $4.5 million one-year contract with the Twins, subject to a physical. The three-time All-Star is 44-63 with 300 saves in 828 relief appearances. He'll turn 41 during spring training. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Cubs and side-arming reliever Steve Cishek have ironed out a two-year contract. The 31-year-old right-hander split last season between the Mariners and the Rays, going 3-2 with a 2.01 ERA and 49 relief appearances. The Rangers have acquired outfielder Carlos Tachi from the White Sox for cash. Texas also inked infielder Hanser Alberto and right-hander Kevin Jepsen to minor league contracts with invitations to major league spring training. Relief pitcher Johnny Venters has been invited to the big league spring training camp by the Tampa Bay Rays while he tries to come back from his third Tommy John surgery. And in racing news, a federal judge has ruled the family of a race car driver fatally injured when struck by Tony Stewart's sprint car can pursue its claims against the former NASCAR star. U.S. District Judge David Hurd dismissed Stewart's counterclaim, and he said the case was best left to a jury. Kevin Ward Jr. was killed in August of 2014 at a motorsports park after his car crashed into the wall lining the dirt track in upstate New York after a bump from Stewart's vehicle. Ward exited his sprint car and was walking in the direction of Stewart's car when he was struck and killed by the veteran driver. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.